We're looking at a head-on collision today. Usually, we analyze tools that naturally fit together, like a CRM and email marketing.
Sure.
But today, we have two entities that ideologically should be at war. On one side, you have an API designed to just automate the entire creative process,
Right, the automated
the
enterprise.
automated enterprise, yeah. And on the other side, you have a service that explicitly bans automation, a company whose whole sales pitch is no AI. You'd think they're enemies, but the data, well, it suggests they might be the perfect couple.
It's a really counterintuitive setup for sure. We're looking at Essay Shark, which is this human-only writing marketplace, and the Auto Content API, which is basically an industrial content mill.
Right.
And the question isn't which one wins, it's how does the human company use the robot to survive?
That's the whole tension. I mean, Essay Shark has these banners all over their site. No AI, no plagiarism, no shortcuts. They're selling a luxury good human thought in a world that's just, well, it's commoditizing text.
And that's a dangerous place to be. If you're selling a premium product, your margins are constantly being attacked by cheaper alternatives.
So we're going to explore a very specific strategy here.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, it's not how Essay Shark can use AI to write the essays.
No, that would kill their business model instantly.
Instantly, it's how they can use this auto content API to build a kind of defensive moat around their human writers.
Think of it like an arbitrage play. You use the cheap commodity, the AI content, to drive down your customer acquisition cost.
So you could protect the margin on your luxury good.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's look at the battlefield first. The auto content sources. They identify a specific problem they call content saturation.
It's the infinite shelf space problem. I mean, platforms like Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, they'll host as much as you can possibly upload. There's no limit on distribution.
But there is a very hard limit on production.
On human production, yeah. The report lays out the traditional bottleneck perfectly. If Essay Shark wants to dominate the conversation around academic success, they need a blog, a podcast, a YouTube channel, and a TikTok
To
presence.
do that manually, you're talking about four different teams.
The costs they list here are, well, they're significant. A good podcast episode is not free. It's anywhere from $100 to maybe $15,000.
And video is even worse.
Oh, yeah. So companies usually just pick one. They say, okay, we're a blog company or we're a TikTok company. But that leaves these huge gaps in their defense.
Right.
Auto Content API is pitching something they call content transformation, and it's not about generating new ideas from scratch
It's about taking one asset.
and hitting every single format at the same time.
So this is where the technical side gets pretty interesting. It markets itself as a headless solution.
Right. It's an API, so you don't have like a marketing intern logging into a dashboard and clicking generate.
You're not doing it manually.
No. You hook it into your existing infrastructure, via make.com or Zapier, and it just runs in the background. You feed it a URL, a PDF, some raw text, and it hits these specific endpoints to return structured assets.
So in theory, Essay Shark could just feed the machine a text file, and out the other end comes a slide deck, an audio file, and an explainer video.
That's the mechanism. But let's apply it directly to Essay Shark. They have a massive archive of text. I mean, their entire business is text. They have a blog section full of advice on bibliographies, thesis statements, formatting.
Okay, but here's the snag. Who reads a blog about bibliographies?
Students who are already on the site. But that's not acquisition.
That's retention, maybe.
Exactly. Acquisition happens where the students are, which is in their earbuds or on their phones.
So let's walk through the audio strategy. The auto content source mentions broadcast quality multimedia just derived from text.
Yeah, this is the Notebook LM style of approach, but it's automated for enterprise use. Essay Shark could set up a webhook that triggers every time they publish a new blog post. The API grabs that text, it analyzes the key points, and then it generates a two-person dialogue script.
And then synthesizes the voices.
Correct. So all of a sudden, that dry article about APA formatting is now a banter-filled 10-minute podcast episode on their academic success feed on Spotify.
I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. If I'm a student and I find out the no AI company is feeding me an AI-generated podcast, doesn't that just blow up their credibility?
It's a risk, but you have to look at the framing. They aren't selling the podcast. The podcast is free. It's marketing.
It's top of funnel.
Right. If the content of the podcast is accurate, because it's based on that human-written blog post, the utility of it outweighs the format. It just creates what they call mental availability.
So the robot builds brand awareness so the human can get the sale.
Ideally, yeah. And there's a scale multiplier here that a human team literally cannot touch. Localization.
I did notice that SA Shark operates in the UAE and Canada.
And the US. But international students are a huge demographic for them. And the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So they take one English blog post.
And in the same API call, they can request the German output, the Spanish output, and the Arabic output. The system transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes the audio.
So, zero marginal cost to enter a new linguistic market.
Effectively zero. If you tried to do that with human voice actors and translators, the ROI would be negative unless you had millions of listeners.
But with the API, you can justify doing it for just 100 listeners.
You capture that long tail.
Okay, that brings us to the visual side. Audio is great for the commute, but students are, you know, doom scrolling. They're on TikTok and Reels.
And this is where the explainer video endpoint comes in. SA Shark has some fairly complex features, progressive delivery, bidding system, stuff like that.
Reading the text descriptions of those features is, let's be honest, it's dry.
It's friction. I mean, if I'm a stressed out student, I do not want to read a manual on how to hire a writer. I just want to see it.
But hiring an animation studio to make a 60-second video for every single feature page would be incredibly expensive.
Thousands of dollars per minute of animation. But the API can generate these programmatically. So SA Shark feeds a service page URL into the system.
And it spits out a video.
And it returns a 60-second animated video that visually demonstrates, say, the progressive delivery feature.
And these just live on the landing pages then?
That's the conversion play. Yeah, it reduces support tickets. But the acquisition play is the vertical video, the shorts imperative.
The faceless channel strategy.
Exactly. The API can take that same blog content, 3 tips for a better history paper, and generate a vertical 9.16 video with an AI avatar presenting the tips.
That feels a little bit dystopian, doesn't it? An army of AI avatars promoting human writing.
It is a bit dystopian, but look at the math. SA Shark could run 20 different TikTok channels, one for history, one for law, one for just generic study tips. They can absolutely flood the feed.
And because it's API driven, they can test creative at a massive scale.
Right. They don't need a camera crew. They just adjust the JSON payload. They can change the avatar, change the voice, change the script's tone from professional to casual, and just see what performs best.
Okay, so we have audio covered and we have visual coverage.
Yeah.
But those are fairly standard content marketing plays, just, you know, accelerated. The part of the source material that really felt new to me was this newsjacking capability.
The reaction loop.
Yeah. This seems to move beyond just repurposing content into something much more active.
This is where the API's connection to live data feeds, specifically from X or Twitter, and Reddit really changes the game.
How does that actually work in practice?
Okay, so imagine it's mid-December, finals week. The API is monitoring specific subreddits, like Sacred College or Students. It detects a sentiment spike.
A negative one, I'm guessing.
A very negative one. Keywords like panic, deadline, or, you know, APA 7th edition changes.
So it listens for the fire.
It detects the fire. Then it triggers a research agent. The API browses the live web to find the solution, say a guide to the new APA rules, and then it drafts a script specifically addressing that current panic.
And then produces the asset.
Within minutes. Before a human social media manager has even finished their morning coffee, the Auto Content API has already published a video to TikTok saying, "Freaking out about the new APA rules. Here's what you need to know. And if you need help, SA Shark is here."
Wow. That speed is the killer feature.
For a business like SA Shark, absolutely. Their whole product is urgency. They deliver essays in as little as 3 hours. If they can be the first helpful voice when a student is panicking, they win the click.
So they're effectively monetizing panic using an automated reaction loop.
That's the business model. Connecting an urgent problem with an urgent solution faster than anyone else possibly can.
Let's talk about the economics of this. Because usually when we talk about enterprise software, we're talking about massive license fees.
But the pricing model here is consumption-based. The source cites a professional plan at roughly 58 euros a month for 5,000 credits.
And what does a credit get you?
Well, a podcast episode costs between 10 and 200 credits, depending on the length.
Right, it's cents. We are literally talking about 10 or 20 cents per episode.
Yes.
10 cents implies the content is basically disposable.
Yeah.
If you can produce a podcast for a dime, the economics just completely shift. You don't need a million listeners to break even. You need one.
One conversion. If an essay costs $12.70 per page, and most essays are what, 5 to 10 pages, a single customer is worth $60 to $120, immediately.
So if you spend a dollar generating 10 podcast episodes and you get one single customer from that,
your ROI is astronomical. This is the arbitrage. You're using content that costs pennies to sell a product that costs hundreds. And this allows SA Shark to maintain their premium pricing. They don't have to lower their rates to compete because their marketing cost is dropping to near zero.
There was one other strategic point in here about SEO. Programmatic SEO.
Oh, yeah. This is vital for service marketplaces. SA Shark wants to rank for everything. History paper help, nursing essay writer, law dissertation help, all of it.
But if you generate thousands of pages that just say, we help with history, we help with law, Google just slaps you.
They call it thin content. It's spam. Google wants to see unique value on every single page.
And the API solves this.
By adding multimedia depth. If SA Shark creates a landing page for, say, history paper help in Austin, the API can generate a unique video that discusses history resources in Texas, a unique audio summary of writing tips for history majors.
And unique text. So the page isn't thin anymore, it's dense.
Exactly. It sends signals to the search engine that this is a high-value resource, even though it was assembled by a machine. It lets them capture all that long-tail search traffic without triggering spam filters.
It really is a headless content studio. But I keep coming back to the brand risk. SA Shark relies on trust. Students use them because they want a human guarantee. And that's precisely why they should never, ever use this API for the product itself.
The separation has to be absolute.
Church and state. The marketing is the machine. The product is the human.
It's interesting. We started this expecting a conflict, but it seems like this auto content API is actually the perfect shield for a company like SA Shark.
It allows them to decouple ideation from production. SA Shark has the expertise. That's the ideation. They know what makes a good paper. Auto content just handles the production, the formatting, the translating, the uploading.
Humans for the signal, AI for the noise.
That's the winning formula in this economy. I mean, if you insist on doing the noise, the distribution, the basic production by hand, you will burn out. You won't be able to compete with the volume.
So the irony is that to save the human writer, the company really needs to embrace the AI marketer.
That's the reality of it.
So here's a thought to leave you with. If a company that's famous for no AI uses AI to find you, to target you, and to convince you to buy, does it even matter? Or is this just the new standard? The face of the company's digital, so the hands doing the work can stay human.
It forces you to look at your own bottlenecks, you know? Are you trying to solve a production problem with human labor when you really should be using an API?
It's a margin game, and the robots are cheap. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
See you next time.